Have you ever found yourself repeating the same painful relationship patterns despite your best intentions? Or noticed how certain situations trigger overwhelming emotional responses that seem completely out of proportion? These aren't random occurrences or character flaws. They're life traps, powerful psychological patterns that begin in childhood and silently shape our adult lives. These self-defeating patterns feel so natural, we rarely question them, like fish unaware of the water they swim in. What makes life traps so insidious is how they create self-fulfilling prophecies. The person who fears abandonment unconsciously chooses unavailable partners, then feels devastated when they leave, reinforcing the belief that everyone I love will leave me. Even more baffling is how comfortable these painful patterns feel. We're often magnetically drawn to people who recreate our childhood wounds while rejecting healthy potential partners as boring. This recognition isn't just intellectually interesting, it's the first step toward freedom. Life traps form when core emotional needs go unmet during crucial developmental periods. You might have had critical parents who made you feel fundamentally flawed, emotionally absent parents who left you feeling unseen, or inconsistent caregivers who offered conditional love. These early experiences create powerful emotional templates governing self-perception and relationships throughout life. To cope with painful life traps, we develop three main strategies. Surrender means accepting the life trap as truth, like Alex, who believes he's defective, constantly apologizes, and chooses critical friends who reinforce this view. Escape involves avoiding triggers, like Brandon, who numbs feelings of inadequacy through alcohol, casual relationships, and video games. Counterattack means developing opposite behaviors, like Max, who compensates for feelings of defectiveness with arrogance and criticism of others. Most people use a combination of these approaches rather than just one. What makes these coping mechanisms problematic is that they all reinforce the underlying life trap. Surrender confirms negative beliefs, escape prevents gathering contradictory evidence, and counterattack keeps you focused on disproving something you still fundamentally believe. Changing life traps requires both emotional courage and disciplined practice. The journey begins with identifying your specific patterns through self-assessment and reflection. This naming process provides clarity about your life patterns, like Danielle, who suddenly recognized how her abandonment life trap originated with her alcoholic mother and absent father, explaining her 11-year relationship with a commitment-phobic man. Next comes connecting with the emotional origins of your life trap through guided imagery, revisiting childhood experiences that shaped your core beliefs. This isn't mere reminiscing. It's about emotionally reconnecting with your wounded child self. The third step involves intellectually challenging your life trap by building a case against it, systematically gathering evidence that contradicts your core belief. The most crucial step is pattern breaking, systematically changing behaviors that reinforce your life trap. This involves creating detailed plans showing how you currently maintain your patterns and specific ways to interrupt them. Persistence is essential. Life traps change gradually through consistent effort, with triggers becoming less frequent, less intense, and shorter lived over time. Most importantly, these patterns can be changed. Though deeply rooted in neural pathways formed during our most vulnerable years, they're not your destiny. With awareness, emotional processing, and consistent behavioral change, you can gradually weaken their hold and create new, healthier patterns in your life. The abandonment life trap creates a persistent fear that those you love will leave you, causing extreme distress at even brief separations. What distinguishes this pattern is its pre-verbal quality. It typically forms before language development, giving it tremendous emotional force, even when intellectually understood as irrational. When triggered, people with abandonment experience a predictable emotional cycle. First panic, I'm all alone, then grief and depression, and finally anger. This life trap typically develops when parents are both emotionally inadequate and unpredictable. Even when physically present, a parent with mood swings or addiction issues can trigger abandonment feelings through inconsistent emotional connection. In romantic relationships, people with this life trap are drawn to partners who present some potential for abandonment, not those who offer no hope of stability, but those who offer a tantalizing mixture of hope and doubt. The instability feels familiar and generates passionate chemistry while ensuring the childhood abandonment pattern continues. Overcoming this pattern involves understanding childhood origins, monitoring abandonment feelings, reviewing relationship patterns, avoiding unstable partners despite chemistry, learning to trust stable partners, and not overreacting to normal relationship fluctuations. The mistrust and abuse life trap creates an expectation that others will hurt, manipulate, or take advantage of you. Those affected live in constant vigilance, scanning for betrayal, while experiencing a mix of pain, fear, rage, and grief just beneath the surface. This pattern stems from childhood experiences of abuse, manipulation, or betrayal. Regardless of whether the abuse was physical, sexual, or verbal, the psychological impact remains similar, a disturbing blend of love and hurt. A particularly damaging consequence is the tendency to be attracted to abusive partners, unconsciously recreating childhood dynamics. The emotional deprivation life trap manifests as a deep belief that your emotional needs will never be met, creating profound emptiness and loneliness. Unlike life traps caused by active parental behaviors, this one stems from absence, making it harder to identify. It begins with insufficient nurturance from caregivers, establishing a template for future relationships. This pattern becomes most evident in romantic relationships, where individuals repeatedly choose emotionally unavailable partners. The essential healing rule is avoiding depriving partners, precisely those who trigger the strongest attraction. When you meet someone and feel chemistry at 9 or 10 on a scale of 0 to 10, be cautious. Such intense attraction often signals life trap triggers rather than sustainable relationship qualities. The journey of personal transformation isn't about applying simple techniques. It's about creating a comprehensive vision for your life that addresses your deepest emotional needs. This requires examining 5 core areas: relationships, what connections truly matter to you; autonomy, your optimal balance of independence and connection; self-esteem, overcoming feelings of inferiority; self-assertion, expressing your needs and feelings; and concern for others, contributing beyond yourself. The path forward requires empathic self-confrontation, showing compassion for yourself while persistently pushing for change. Be understanding of your limitations and remember the origins of your life traps, but also take responsibility for changing. Childhood pain explains why change is difficult, but doesn't excuse avoiding it. Remember that this journey isn't linear or quick. It's an erratic process requiring persistence through inevitable obstacles. There will be days when old patterns seem stronger than ever, when the voice of your inner critic drowns out your healthier perspective. But each time you recognize a pattern, each time you make a different choice, you're rewiring neural pathways and creating new possibilities. Your life traps may have been formed in relationship with others, but your healing journey belongs to you alone. With commitment, support, and the right approach, even the most entrenched patterns can be transformed, allowing you to step into a life aligned with your deepest values and authentic self.